Hello, it's Monday of what we call Holy Week, and I thought this week we might spend some time just walking through the last week of Jesus' earthly life. And so on Monday, Jesus was in the temple. It's that familiar story of Jesus clearing out the temple. On the way in to the temple, there were money changers. The Jews, of course, didn't allow coins to be used in temple practice that had the effigy of Caesar on it. And so they would exchange that on the way in. And there were, of course, entrepreneurs who saw this as a good business. They would be vying with one another as to who had the best exchange rate. So you imagine all of these tables and a lot of crowds and a lot of noise, and it looks like a market. And Jesus overturns the tables. Some people have difficulties imagining Jesus. He didn't lose his temper, but he was angry. He was righteously angry that the house of God, the temple, had become a den of thieves. And in Luke 19 and verse 46, he quotes from a verse in Isaiah chapter 56, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." God's house, the gathering of God's people for solemn worship, we can translate that now into the church, is meant to be a house of prayer, especially now. In this pandemic, as the news seems to get worse and worse, and the trajectory looks a little alarming for us as a nation, we need to pray. We need to come together as God's people to pray. You can do that at home. You can do that around the family table. You can do that with your children. You can do that as a church in our Wednesday night Zoom prayer meeting. And we had a very successful one last week where somewhere around 150 or so met in groups of about a dozen. Each one was led by one of our elders. And if you'd like to join us in prayer just now, you can go online and sign up for that, and you will be allocated to one of these groups. In times of trouble, especially, but of course at all times, but in times of trouble, God's people, they don't panic. They don't fret. They come together to speak to their Heavenly Father. And that's what we need to do right now. We need to bring our trials and burdens and fears and concerns, our families, our church family, this great city in which we live, the state of South Carolina, the United States, indeed, the whole world. And we need to ask the Lord to stem the tide of this pandemic, that folk would learn lessons, valuable lessons, but especially that they would come to put their trust and faith in Jesus Christ, the only Savior. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So this Holy Week, stay safe. If you have any needs, please let us know what they are, and may the Lord be with you at this time.